Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 18th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
HNO International leads groundbreaking collaboration to transform toxic fracking water into clean hydrogen for up to $5 million in annual hydrogen sales. HNO International, Inc. leads a groundbreaking collaboration to convert toxic fracking water into clean hydrogen, partnering with an oil and gas operator, Q3 Power, and Enaptor. This innovative process aims to produce up to 1,500 kilograms of hydrogen per day, potentially generating $5 million in annual hydrogen sales. By utilizing advanced technology, HNO International is turning environmental liabilities into clean energy solutions, exemplifying a circular economy approach. This transformative initiative showcases the power of sustainable innovation in addressing industrial waste and advancing clean energy production. American Battery Materials announces expansion of strategic focus to include magnesium recovery at Utah's Paradox Basin. American Battery Materials, Inc. is expanding its strategic focus to include magnesium recovery at its flagship project in Utah's Paradox Basin. The company's mineral rights cover 743 claims across 14,260 acres, providing a unique opportunity to co-extract lithium and magnesium using advanced direct lithium extraction techniques. CEO David E. Graeber stated that developing a domestic magnesium supply chain is crucial for national competitiveness and sustainability, given the metal's importance in various industries. ABM's closed-loop extraction system minimizes environmental impact by returning the majority of extracted brine to its source, reducing land usage, and eliminating the need for open-pit mining or evaporation ponds. For more information, visit the company's website. Living near an ocean polluted by microplastics may increase cardiometabolic disease risk. A study of microplastics in U.S. coastal waters found that residents of counties adjacent to the most heavily microplastic-polluted waters had significantly higher rates of type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, and stroke compared to counties near waters with low levels of microplastic pollution. Microplastics, tiny plastic particles from plastic waste, can be found in drinking water, seafood, and the air. More research is needed to understand how people in coastal communities are exposed to microplastics and to determine how much exposure is harmful to their health. This research, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, highlights the potential link between living near heavily polluted waters with microplastics and chronic health conditions.
Tracking the planet in real time inside China's high-tech green governance engine. Scientists have unveiled a transformative national framework in China that uses data and digital intelligence to guide environmental governance. The Space Air Ground Sea Integrated Monitoring Network offers near real-time insights into ecosystems, turning raw environmental data into a powerful decision-making tool. This model marks a significant leap forward in using technology and governance to protect the planet. Led by Dr. Dawei Zhang, China's massive monitoring system captures real-time environmental dynamics across space, air, ground, and sea, serving as a technological framework that could be adapted worldwide. With over 330,000 stations and multiple satellites, China's infrastructure tracks a wide range of indicators and enforces strict data accountability. By combining scale, precision, and intelligent integration, the project illustrates how digital transformation can reshape environmental governance strategies globally.
Autel Energy launches strategic new EV chargers to shape a full scenario intelligent charging network. Autel Energy has launched three new flagship EV charging products: MaxiCharger DH480 All-in-One Charger, MaxiCharger AC Pro, and MaxiCharger AC Single Charger. These products aim to meet the global demand for smarter, faster, and greener EV charging infrastructure. With the rise of electric vehicles worldwide, the need for ultra-fast, multi-vehicle, and renewable-ready charging solutions has become crucial. Autel Energy's new releases offer industry-leading speed, seamless payment options, reliability, and intelligence. The products also feature fast charging performance, quick installation, ISO 51-8 compliance, safety protection, and green energy integration. Founded in 2004, Autel Energy is a global leader in EV charging solutions, providing a complete intelligent charging network for various users and operators worldwide. ARC Clean Technology and Deep Atomic Sign MOU to explore deployment of ARC 100 nuclear reactor for data centers and AI infrastructure. ARC Clean Technology and Deep Atomic have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to explore deploying the ARC 100 nuclear reactor for data centers and AI infrastructure. Deep Atomic, a Swiss-American company, specializes in nuclear-powered infrastructure for high-density computing, offering planning and technology integration services. The agreement includes site identification, feasibility assessments, and customer engagement across North America. The ARC 100, a 100 megawatt Wi sodium-cooled fast reactor, is designed for co-location with industrial and compute-intensive customers, providing safe, carbon-free power. This collaboration reflects the increasing role of nuclear energy in digital infrastructure planning, meeting the demands of AI and high-performance computing. For more information, visit ARC Clean Technology and Deep Atomic's respective websites.
State Roundup. Bicycle groups unite to put bike walk lanes in new Bay Bridge design. Maryland in line to get $90 million from Purdue Pharma. Dozens of Anne Arundel County biking groups are advocating for bike and pedestrian lanes to be included in the design plans for the new Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Maryland could receive $90 million from Purdue Pharma as part of a settlement regarding the opioid crisis. Maryland lawmakers are seeking answers as to why research at Fort Detrick remains halted. Human Services Secretary Rafael Lopez is working to move past DUI charges. AARP warns older Marylanders of pervasive scams targeting pensioners and government employees. Tara Jackson has been chosen as Prince George's acting state's attorney. State grants are benefiting library branches, including a new Park Heights branch. Howard County is becoming increasingly difficult for homebuyers to enter. Some youth are finding support for mental health through the Finch Self-Care app. Clear the clutter before the storm. Junk.com offers hurricane prep tips to help protect your property. With hurricane season in full swing, Junk.com urges homeowners to take a critical and often overlooked step in storm preparation, clearing out the clutter. The company emphasizes the importance of removing unsecured junk like old patio furniture, broken fencing, and construction debris, which can become dangerous projectiles in high winds. As storm threats increase, Junk.com offers 5 hurricane junk removal tips to help homeowners minimize damage and protect their families. From clearing out the yard to making room for emergency gear, Junk.com provides fast, professional junk removal services to help stormproof properties before it's too late. Learn more at Junk.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.